Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio.
Hello.
Welcome to this week's Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. We're going to get our little portable studio here. It's kind of, there we go. That's a little better. We've got to have the Mr. Monkey up here.
Yeah.
Our medical. He's, have I ever showed anybody this, what he's standing here doing? Just, it's kind of cute, I think. Let's see. Country Doctor, we do it naturally is what it says on the front. And then it says on the back, he's, medical doctor's weapon. I know it's kind of showing up backwards in there, but that's what's behind his back. So anyways, he's fun to talk about. Welcome, everybody. We're off to a what I thought was a comical start. I don't know.
It'll work.
It'll work, he says. Cardiovascular health. Health. Heart health. Healthy heart. These are some of the things that we're going to be talking about and trying to give you a lot of really good natural resources that you can plug into from day one that have proven themselves clinically, historically, over time to have the greatest benefit to helping you maintain and or correct or prevent future cardiovascular issues. Now, as we all know, and contrary to popular belief, hi Rita, thanks for joining us. Contrary to the only story in the news, it seems, that exists anymore. All other health is, everyone's health has completely gotten better.
Absolutely.
I mean, every known supposed illness on the planet has disappeared. It's gotten better.
Except for one.
And so armed with, that's some of the information, but the truth of the matter is, cardiovascular illness is the number one killer in America. Still is, killing more people than any other illness.
Well, in 2001,
he's got numbers.
Over 700,000 people died.
That was, yeah, 29%.
29%
of the all deaths in just 2001, and that's an old number, I understand, but they haven't gotten any better. 29% of all deaths in America attributed to cardiovascular health. And we know of the top three causes. Mm-hmm. We know them. The causes. Science has known this. Family doctors have known this. Herbalists and naturopaths have known this, right?
But they won't tell you. We will.
Yeah.
But they won't.
Yeah, we're going to tell you the number. What are the top three?
Refined foods. Denatured fats,
meaning fat that's been cooked or artificially processed.
Yep.
That's the second.
High levels of sugar intake.
You know, I love it when people come in, and I know you hear this, I know Tammy hears this. I love it when a client comes in and says, everything has sugar in it. Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. Everything you're eating, everything you're eating has sugar in it. The truth of the matter is that even meat has a very, very low amount of conversion to sugar, but that's more protein and things of that nature, and amino acids, building blocks, that type of thing. So the point is that I guess ultimately that comment is not entirely inaccurate, right? But the choices that people are making, hey Lee, hope you guys are doing well. The choices that people are making, we just met with a beautiful lady today,
mm-hmm.
wonderful practitioner. She's coming up to Cheyenne. She's going to be doing some live field microscopy work here in about the next 30 days or so. And as she gets ready to do all that, we're going to put her on the Total Wellness Radio podcast, maybe interview her right here, because there's blood work and then there's blood work,
mm-hmm.
right? And the kind of blood work that people are used to getting in this country is pointless. It's literally almost useless. Here's why. It's not standardized. You can go to three different locations the same day, get the same panels, and four things will happen. The report will look different. the reference ranges are different, the optimum ranges are different, and all three locations will swear on a stack of Bibles they're right. It's a pointless approach to as a diagnostic tool. Now, it is a snapshot of chemistry, and it can pick up on things that are contributing factors to cardiovascular health, heart health, things like that. But it doesn't. What corrects all these health concerns that people have in this country are habits.
Mm-hmm.
The number one cause of illness in America, doesn't matter the illness that you have acquired, the number one cause is a habit. Your lifestyle habit. Even the Genome Project, we were talking about that over lunch. Genetics. Yeah, genetics plays a role in your body's ability to perform long term. 30%.
And what
the other 70% is diet, lifestyle, and stress.
Yeah, and what part of that genetics did you pick up from your parents?
Yeah.
As far as how you were taught to eat.
Yeah, habits.
The habits that you embrace in your life.
We don't just inherit genes, I think is what you're, yeah. We don't just inherit the genetic predisposition for certain things. We actually inherit their habits too. Mm-hmm. How we walk, how we talk, how we drive, what we wear.
Food we eat.
The food we eat.
The food we don't eat.
The food we don't eat. Yeah, I like Trent. It's so funny. He turned in a food log. He says, here's, well, I'm not eating much. It's like, it's not what you are eating, it's what you're not eating that I'm concerned about. And you're not eating anything that's nutritious. So we're going to talk about that. So the objective today is just to really make people, help them understand. Everybody that watches this, everybody sitting here, we know people with cardiovascular concerns.
Absolutely.
Who have developed into some major issues. Do you know that the average person after getting a bypass surgery within 7 years needs it again? Not because the surgery was a failure. Surgery did its job.
Because they were doing the same stuff after as they were doing prior. It's
because they walked out of the hospital with the same bad habits as they walked in there with. That's why they're sick.
You know, and so many people think that, oh, well, I don't eat hardly any sugar at all, but they eat huge amounts of bread. And, corn and oats, and because they have their oatmeal every day because oatmeal's
heart healthy.
The problem is, and there are things in oats that are good for the heart.
Yeah.
The problem is that oats convert to sugar very, very quickly and high amounts.
You show me somebody that's got blood pressure issues that they're concerned about, they're kind of on the edge, they're stressed, and if they're eating corn at all, just that one grain, if they'll cut corn out 100%, we see that drop noticeably.
Yeah.
It stops feeding its systemic inflammation, it stops interfering with hormones and digestion, it stops interfering with metabolism, sleep problems, joint aches. Knock off the refined grains, the refined foods, at all refined foods. But I'm telling you, the big one on the hit list, oats, wheat, corn, rice, knock them off. If your health is at stake, if you're willing to do some changes, make some changes, and follow that one little food guideline, just that one thing. If you do the other two, I of course, denatured fats. I mean, don't eat margarine ever.
Yeah.
You want to go to an early grave, eat margarine on a regular basis.
Eat margarine and Velveeta cheese. Yeah.
And that stuff that says, can't believe it's not butter, believe it's not butter. It's not butter. Go out and get some really good quality Kerrygold and eat lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
I eat eggs all the time. You eat eggs. There's no study that proves that eggs has anything to do with it, with interference of your health at all when it comes to the cardiovascular area. Not one study substantiated. In fact, the Framingham study, which that's the name of it, showed just the opposite. Mm-hmm. Just the opposite. I'll bet you I eat between 8 and 10, 12, probably 8 eggs a week, minimum.
Yeah.
I probably go through 3 to 3.5 dozen eggs a month myself in the form of over easy, mm-hmm. right, over medium, right, cooked eggs, or hard boiled. My cholesterol is 182.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it up. I'm trying to get those numbers up.
Yeah.
Did you know that people that have 220 and lower total cholesterol count have a higher risk of a heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular incidents than people with 220 and higher? That comes from Dr. Joel Wallach, who did the longest study on cardiovascular incidences next to Dr. Caldwell Esselstein of the Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland, Ohio, of two guys on the planet, did the longest studies.
They and showed, both of them showed the same thing.
And both of them showed the same thing. And I don't even know if these guys know each other, because one of them is a naturopath and an herbalist, and the other guy's a cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah.
So.
And the things that it showed was that cholesterol really has nothing to do with heart attack or stroke.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we need healthy fat. We need the right fat. And that's where things get a little...
Things like avocados.
Ooh, yeah.
You know.
Coconut oil. Fish oils. Fish oils. Lots of fish oils.
Those things are really, really healthy for you. And guess what healthy fats do? Here's a good one for you. They get rid of the bad fats.
Yep.
They actually run them off.
In the absence of good, bad prevails. That is an old universal law. It applies to every aspect of life. I'll say it again. In the absence of good... bad prevails. And so when you, like when I lost 36 pounds, I've kept 32 and a half of it off for the last 2.5-3 years, something like that. Back in the day, I feel better now than I felt 20 years ago. Honestly, I do. I definitely feel better than I felt 6-8 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. I've got a before and after picture I've posted on there. It looked like a walrus. I did, man. It was bad. You know, but but it was my habits. Right? No one's exempt from this stuff. I mean, yeah. I think sometimes people think, oh, they come to the clinic, you know, and we got people that come here from all over the country, and they come in, they meet Dan and Craig and Tammy and the rest of the staff, and it's all upbeat and happy, and they think we're just walking this perfect line. No, we're not.
We're human beings.
90 to 95% of my daily food intake is on point. It's never perfect, and we're not asking for perfection, but I'm telling you right now, as a resource, the best resource you could imply immediately, if you have cardiovascular issues, knock off the refined foods, knock off the denatured fats, and knock off the high levels of sugar. It's inflammatory causing. It just the body inflames, and your heart just has to work. Works harder all the time to try and get that blood through tissue that's been engorged with inflammation.
You know, and something it's that crazy. Everybody needs to understand. You know, a lot of people, they have trouble with their hearts after they have trouble with their gallbladders or their kidneys or their adrenals or their bowels. You know, all these things, they have problems here and then their heart rates start raising. You know, or they have a virus, their heart rate raises.
Yep.
Well,
infection.
Guess what sugar does? It feeds all that bad stuff. So what's one of the best things that you can do to stop all the bad stuff? Stop eating the thing that feeds it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, every bad thing that happens in the body, usually, number one, it starts in the bowel. And number two, it's fed by sugar.
Yep. We see it time and time again. The every single person has specific needs.
Yes.
However, every person that comes that we see and work with also has a very similar pattern on how they got sick.
Yeah.
They just got sick differently.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Parts of the body.
Yeah. Simple. Now, it's not easy to correct because it takes refinement of disciplines. It takes new resources. It takes a willingness to demonstrate the use of those resources. Okay. But that's why we tell people it's 3 to 6 months to get stable.
Yeah.
It's not 3 to 6 months for a protocol to work. The protocol that you use, whether it's dark field work, hair analysis, kinesiology, whole food, herbs, supplements, dietary, if the diet doesn't change, none of those other things will work. Yeah, they could be 100% spot on. So stop wasting your time and money if you're not going to commit to changing your habits. That is the key.
Your bad habits.
Yeah, habits.
And try to refine some of those bad habits into good habits.
Gradient.
You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is, you know, we modify a person's diet. So over time, their diet gets better.
Yep.
And guess what follows that same exact line? Their health.
Yep. If you rarely violate your diet, you're rarely sick.
Yes.
If you occasionally violate your diet, you're occasionally sick. And if you constantly violate your diet, you are constantly dealing with something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. And it can take a while for the diet to get cleaned up, right? Remove these top three things, get them out of there 100% or 90%, 95%, whatever the best you can do, and then detoxify and re-nourish. But you have to get the body out of stress, and then it will restore, rebuild, and repair. It won't do the same. It won't do both at the same time. Let's get some resources going. We got a little time here. I want to give you the top five or six resources that you can plug into immediately to start changing a cardiovascular profile around. And these are in no importance of order, but I'm going to start with diet. Mm-hmm. Diet's key, but this is all about diet and things you can do to make the diet even better. I want you to look up Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. You need to order his book, Prevention and Cure for Cardiovascular Illness.
Mm-hmm.
Prevention and Cure. He said it. Prevention and Cure. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. I talked to this guy about 15, 18 years ago. Called the Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland, Ohio. He did the longest trials of anybody on the planet. 12 years, I think,
mm-hmm.
with diet. And reversing people anywhere from just on blood pressure medication to it had quadruple bypass surgeries and were non-responsive to meds and were looking for a heart transplant. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's worked the entire spectrum. Longest, I think he's 87 or 88 this year.
Yeah.
You call his office, he still answers. It's just great. But Cleveland Clinic, for those of you that didn't know this, is it's the fourth ranked medical clinic in the country. Ranked number four, okay? And they're doing some really good things there. Most of these other places aren't. They're following the standard cut, slash, and burn, diagnose, here's a pill for your ill approach that doesn't get anything done, but it keeps you a long-term client if it doesn't kill you sooner. But there are some good people out there, and you just got to really know who to look into. So, number one, Dr. Esselstyn, don't ask me to spell it, Dr. Esselstyn's book on cardiovascular health and the plant-based diet that he uses with the greatest number of people to get the greatest response on restoring and rebuilding and repairing health. So that's number one. I'm right in there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that one?
Well, you want to eat plenty of wholesome, fresh vegetables and fruit. You want to consume things of different colors.
Yeah, colors also, of the rainbow.
There colors of the rainbow. It's it's really important.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, you want to. They're high in vitamins and minerals and all of the things that the body needs to nourish itself.
Phytochemicals.
You know?
You won't find anywhere else. You can't find them in a pharmaceutical.
You can't.
Phytochemicals and pharmaceuticals are not cousins.
No.
They're not even in the same stratosphere.
They're not playing the same ball game.
They're not playing the same game. Thank you. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's truth. You know, and one of the things that, that I've seen a lot lately is there's a couple of companies out there that make dried fruits and vegetables in capsules.
Yeah, it's one way of getting them in. I mean, superfood every day.
Yeah,
our superfood every day.
Absolutely.
I saw him with his on his desk this morning. It's purple because he puts beet in it every day.
Yeah.
Why? Because it cleans up the liver. Why? He knows he's had liver stress in the past.
Yep.
He's missing one part before he found us. He took his gallbladder. His digestion was fouled up ever since.
Yeah.
You know, so he eats a beet pretty much every day. 5 days a week for sure. I 4 days a week, right?
I try to.
You know, getting the superfood in. So super greens, for sure. They have the right antioxidant protective nutrients and minerals that if you're in a state of inflammation, I can promise you, if you have any kind of cardiovascular issues going on, you are in a chronic state of inflammation.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, modern medicine thinks inflammation's the bad guy. No, it's not. It's an indicator that there's something wrong. You're doing something to the body that's driving that inflammation. And these are the types of things that calm that inflammation down.
And here's something for all you young mothers and fathers. If your kids are having chronic earaches...
Oh, thank you. Good one.
Having tubes, you know, doctors saying, hey, we need to put tubes and stuff in their ear.
Ear infections, recurrent, over and over.
What you need to do is to find out and start feeding them things that support the heart.
Get them off milk.
Get them off of milk immediately, absolutely. Get some things in them that support the heart.
Yep.
Because what's happening is the heart's not beating hard enough, I guess.
Yeah.
To where it's getting blood into the eustachian tubes and
the fluid that builds up. Yeah, it can't push the fluid off. It can't
push that fluid off.
So that becomes a state of stagnant, right, accumulation, a good side of infection.
Yep.
Is what...
And that's what happens. They get chronic ear infections.
Get these kids where their legs ache all the time. Say, oh, it's growing pains. It's growing pains.
No.
Had a young man come here from Children's Hospital down in Denver. He'd been down there. His parents been down there messing around a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. $30,000 later, out of pocket. Only nothing. We did one evaluation, got the right nutrition in place and the right dietary adjustments for this child. And in a matter of weeks, his legs quit hurting. And I think his whole program was like $80.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when the mom was a little upset about all this, as you can imagine, next visit down to the cardiologist or to the children's hospital, she said, well, what do you think about his heart? And they said, yeah, we were just about to check that. $30,000 and so much time later. It's just mind-bending, the level of inability of modern medicine to deal with chronic illness. They don't have any skills there, and they're not providing the right resources. Granted, you got a life-threatening situation. If he needs to get a stitch or a bone set, I'm running him down to the hospital, right? Because
I ain't coming here.
Because I don't know how to do that, and he don't want me doing that. But when it comes to chronic illnesses, we are a miserable failure, and people need to wake up to that, especially with how they're being treated now.
Yeah,
you don't who have pre-existing today. Other conditions and other concerns that are life-threatening, but if you don't follow a certain pathway, you're not getting service, or we can't help you, or, you know, well, we got our test and got the money. Well, if you get sick, yeah, go home, and if you get worse, come go to the emergency room. But we got our golden ticket, right, called a test to make more money. It's absolutely just atrocious. So here's the thing I've been telling people. You can't afford to get sick in America anymore.
Without
you can't afford it. You cannot afford it. You have got to get your habits straight. And be patient with yourself. Be flexible. Takes time, 3 to 6 months, to get dietary and lifestyle habits corrected. That's fine. But look how much better off you're going to be 3 to 6 months from now by doing that, by committing to yourself to never have to walk through a hospital door again for a chronic concern, right? If you need a stitch or a bone set, fine. Find a vet. They're good at it too. But, you know, stay away from those hospitals. Baked, broiled, or poached, not fried fish 3 times a week.
Yeah.
This guy eats more fish than anybody I know.
I like fish.
He eats more fish really than anybody I know, right? I love salmon. We used to do salmon like once or twice a week for sure. Now that the kids got me this air fryer thing, that thing is badass. It is amazing. The food quality that comes out of these air fryers, right?
Yeah.
I love those things. So right now, my wife's doing a bunch of elk jerky.
Cool.
And that's
maybe
been
a
huge treat. I think she left some here.
Yeah, she does that. She's really kind to us.
So get the fish in, right? Omega-3s are essential, along with B-complex. And you get those
from fish.
Along with some B-complex. B-complex is one of the most important cardiovascular nutrients there is.
Absolutely.
You show me somebody that's feeling their heart, like little heart palpitations, or a better one, little tingling in the hands or feet, B-complex and omega-3s.
Yep.
B-complex and omega-3s. And don't just run down to the natural grocers and check for this stuff. Holler at us and we'll get you lined out with the right one.
Now this one's really kind of important. Prepare your meals using things like extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil,
avocado oil.
Good.
They're less denatured in exposed to heat. They're less denatured.
But here's one of the biggest things, and one of the reasons why he says don't fry your fish, because don't overheat your oils. Bring them up to a temperature before they start burning. Cook your food to get it hot, not overcooked,
right,
not burnt.
Yeah.
And you'll actually get nutrition from the food and the oils. They're actually good for you. Hi, Janet.
Avoid sugar, refined sugars, unhealthy, and damaged fats. All of these foods contribute to nutritional deficiencies, obesity and toxicity are associated with heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, and depression.
Yeah.
Here's the number one thing. We're running out of time, but we didn't get to our number one resource.
Okay.
Here's our number one resource.
Yeah.
This is the number one resource next to Hawthornberry and certain things that we put in our HP heart protocol. Look at all the therapeutic benefits of cayenne. How many did you count up total?
86.
86 documented therapeutic benefits of taking in cayenne every day. Now, how many have to do with heart?
15.
15. 15 have to do with cardiovascular stress, heart support, balancing, that type of thing.
It helps with bleeding. It helps with shock. It helps with heart attacks. It helps to prevent strokes.
It supports normal regulation of blood pressure.
Blood pressure strengthens the pulse, feeds the heart, thins the blood, prevents blood clots. Dissolves blood clots.
Yep.
Cleanses the circulatory system. Helps with the elasticity of arteries, veins, and capillaries.
Mm-hmm.
Equalizes circulation and helps with cold hands and feet.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I check somebody, one of the things I do is I put their hands in between mine because I want to feel.
See if they have cold
hands. If they have, yeah. If their hands are real, real cold.
Yeah.
If they are, then I look at things like a CircuFlow or a,
yep.
or a cayenne tincture or regular, our regular capsulated cayenne.
Yep.
Because it helps with all of those things, and especially it really does help with circulation.
It takes time to get used to cayenne. A lot of people say, I don't like spicy. Okay, I get it. It takes time to get used to it. Start off with like a third to maybe a quarter of a teaspoon in your superfood.
Yeah.
Start off with such a minuscule amount, but do it consistently. That's the key. This is great information. Thank you all. You're welcome, Corey. Thank you for joining us. But that's the key, is being consistent, and then work up to a third of a teaspoon, half a teaspoon, teaspoon, a teaspoon once a day, teaspoon and a quarter once a day, teaspoon and a half, right? And it might, and I'm talking over the course of months.
Yeah, don't do it the first day.
3 to 6 months. Be patient and be consistent.
You will be on fire.
Oh, well, and here's the thing, what happens. People get hot bowel movements from doing cayenne.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Initially, I went through it.
I know, I've gone through it.
Yeah. And what it's doing is we think, oh, the cayenne's burning me.
No.
The reality of it is the cayenne, because of its stimulatory factors and properties, and it's a detoxifying agent, and it improves blood flow and circulation, you're driving toxins out.
Yep.
These toxins are a little bit acidic, and they'll have a little acidic feeling.
And it's also when they helping leave. With the peristaltic action in your bowel.
It helps reestablish, it feeds the, yeah. Yeah, feeds the peristaltic action, so you have better elimination.
Mm-hmm. Quicker elimination.
Stay with that, however. Keep using it every single day. And over time, you'll notice that the bowel movements straighten out and stop being so hot.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you're increasing the cayenne. Must have been something else. You're right, it was. So work up. I've got people that have worked up to a teaspoon of cayenne powder 3 times a day. Because they were in that drastic. Their arteries were showing clogging. They were getting scoped here in the portal vein, the femoral arteries. There's some exercises that if you get over to the clinic, we could, or send me a text or a comment in here. Hanna Kroger's protocol for self-testing to see what level of circulatory interference you might be dealing with right now. You know, there's a lot of things. But cayenne's number one in the diet. And those other three things to avoid. And look up Dr. Esselstein's work, Caldwell Esselstein, The Prevention and Cure of Cardiovascular Disease, the oldest study out there. And you know what?
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
Brother, I don't know what to
say. All right. So next week, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Next week is the 16th. We're going to talk about genetically modified organisms, GMO foods. What to look for. There's new coding that's going on with those and how to spot it. And you're better off avoiding that stuff as best you possibly can. Again, we all live on the same planet. We're all subject to the same stressors. The key is to make choices in areas where you have some influence,
yes,
where you have control. And the number one place that you have influence in making good decisions is what you do right here.
Yep.
That's where you have the number one influence. It's not simple. I know. You're looking at a past sugarholic. I know it's like the, I know what soda pop and Butterfingers taste like years ago. I know. And they're good. And they're still just as good today as they were then. But they're not
good. They're not as good to me. Nothing, they don't taste as good as they used to.
Nothing tastes as good as healthy feels.
Yeah.
Better to feel good and perform well and live long and vibrant for your family and your community.
Better than, quality of life.
Oh, it's so important. So, thank you all. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And we'll pick this up next week, next Wednesday, 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. And we'll be discussing GMOs.
Yes, we will.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.